A new report criticizes a so-called quota system for immigration enforcement. It spotlights federal contracts at detention centers around the country, including in Tacoma. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
The report called Banking on Detention starts off with a jarring overview.
Over the last two decades, the detention system in the United States has increased dramatically, and now the U.S. has the largest immigrant detention infrastructure in the world.
That's Silky Shaw with the advocacy group Detention Watch Network. It published this report along with the Center for Constitutional Rights. The report is based on public records requests to federal agencies. It offers a broad look at how the feds work with private contractors at immigration lockups and guarantee payments for bed spaces, even if they're not filled. The Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma is one such facility, with space for nearly 1,600 detainees. Current contract documents show the feds guarantee payment for half those beds every day. Attorney Gita Swartz says quotas like that create incentive to keep these prepaid beds filled and transfer detainees to those locations.
When you are detained in Houston after being arrested in New York, you lose access to family, friends, community, and resources. It's harder to hire an attorney, raise money for bond, or otherwise fight your detention and deportation.
Recently, the director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Sarah Saldana, defended her agency's use of detention beds. She said, quote, "The sole purpose and goal is not to fill a bed, it's to fill it in the right way." The report calls on ICE to remove the bed quotas. U.S. Congressman Adam Smith has also introduced a bill that calls for more oversight of detention facilities. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.